Hello and welcome to the Wise Guys Podcast. I am your host, Bree Fitzgerald, joined as always by my co-host, Chris Hagan.
You guys doing?
Doing well, Chris. Of course I'm doing well. My Boston Celtics just won the 2024 NBA Championship. I'm excited. It was great. Thank you. I thought, it wasn't a very interesting finals. Really, I'll give it that. Like, normally I'm pretty biased and I'll try to find a way to defend it, but no, it wasn't very interesting. I thought watching the team chemistry of like the Celtics on the final stage, I thought was great. Like, if you like team basketball, that was fun to watch, I guess, but when they're hitting, but then they go on those stints where they have, where they don't score a point for 7 minutes and you hate it to watch it. So it was frustrating basketball at points. But the Celtics got it done. It was 8 long years. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, surprisingly, the MVP. I was shocked by that. I'm not sure about you.
I wouldn't say shocked. It's just funny because I started thinking about the headline, the what's worse for Tatum if they lose or somebody else wins MVP. So I didn't watch any First Take or whatever that show is with LeSean McCoy and Emmanuel Acho, but I'm sure they discussed that, and I would love to hear those takes. So if you find yourself itching for more basketball discussion, I would point you in that direction.
Yeah, that's where you're going to get the
you
high.
You want to hear
what
really matters.
Yeah, that's where to go. So you weren't shocked at all about the MVP? I mean, we're getting right into it, but I want to dive right in. Start it out where it's hot.
No, not really. I mean, I don't know. I guess you could have gone either way. It was honestly like, it's honestly tough to give one player on this team an MVP because they didn't have, like, Tatum is the best player on the team, but he wasn't far and away the best player on the floor, obviously, in 5 games. And what you're saying about team basketball, like, it feels like everybody on this team plays such an important role and they're so dominant together. And like, that's why we've done the whole Tatum thing. Like, he's not asked to do that much as a superstar, and people get very upset about that on both sides, but the reason is because the team is so good. So I kind of feel like it's almost like arbitrary to hand out an MVP for this team, at least. Like, most years, it's pretty obvious who it is.
That's a good point. I think
you're making, catching my drift.
Yeah, I'm definitely catching your drift. I think that's all the right points. Let's give it to Brad Stevens. Let's give it to the GM. Let's just get a second banner. We'll get a banner and then an MVP banner. It's like the whole team gets it. We'll get a team MVP award. I think when you look at it, the numbers, Tatum had Brown a little bit in the averages, but I think in the impactfulness of the game, when it mattered most throughout the playoffs, it seemed like it was Jaylen Brown's year. He had some clutch moments in game two, in game three to close out those games. He had the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. He had some clutch moments in that series. It was his year. It seems like he was really out for revenge after getting his, I mean, I guess it's not revenge, but, when you get paid $300 million, but when all the people on Twitter are saying that you don't deserve this and you can't dribble with your left hand, I mean, it's pretty cool that.
It definitely was. He definitely did go through the social media ringer.
Both of them did.
And he hasn't had like, oh yeah.
Well, Tatum did it right now. He's in the middle of the ringer. I think Brown has left the ringer.
Once you win the finals, you're fine. You're out.
Yeah, no, in his head, he should be out. But like, still on Twitter, it doesn't matter. It's a whole different beast out there. He's in the middle of this. It's like they didn't even win last night. But we'll get to that later.
I think it's crazy that this year, like, they were so dominant. And we kind of talked about it after the first 2 games of the series that people kind of forgot how dominant this team was. Mm-hmm. So, like, instead of spending the whole playoffs talking about how good the Celtics team looked and, like, how amazing Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum were doing in order to get this team to this spot. It was more talking about how they haven't played anybody and how there's all these great series over on the Western side and like who's going to come out there. And then they get to the finals and it's still kind of like the same storyline almost. It's like they don't, I can't believe I'm defending a Boston sports team, but they have not gotten the credit, it feels like, for
yeah.
how good they've been this whole season. And then people are like, oh, like what a terrible playoffs, the best team on. It's like, yeah, and we didn't talk about it. We just complained about them the whole time.
And you, I'm glad you're defending them because I think they deserve, like this ridicule is, it is weird, but it's, not only were they not talking about them, but they were actively like trying to poke holes in their dominance, like on all these get up shows, yes. like all this morning. And I guess it's kind of like a victory. It's like my victory parade. I felt happier today watching all the takes that were all the sour takes of the Celtics, honestly, than just than the ending of last night. But just watching all those clips come up and it's like, we got to break them up. They were saying it for years and years, just for all that to be put to bed, never have to, like, as a Celtics fan and as in the whole organization, they never have to hear, well, they're going to hear it, but they never have to worry and actually have some sort of angst behind them whenever someone says stuff like that. They got the money off their back.
Because the ring should be the ultimate silencer.
Well, yeah, and when we look at this, when we look at this title in the next 10 years, nobody's going to even know who they played. No one's going to remember that all these guys were hurt. And they're also going to see that they lost three games. They lost three games the whole.
You might know this, you might not, but when was the last finals run that was this dominant in terms of just how many games they lost?
Oh, that's a great question. Man, you should have prepped for this. I don't know.
Cause I don't even know if one of the Warriors Durant teams did that. Three games.
I think Durant one was, yeah, Durant one was definitely, close. I'm looking at this right now. All right, what we got? Yeah. Golden State Warriors, 16-1 in 2016, 2017.
Oh, okay.
So they only lost one game. The Lakers only lost one game once. 76ers only lost.
When was that, though?
2001, Lakers. 80s, Sixers. 50s, Lakers. Now we're getting into two losses. 90s, Bulls. And then 24, Celtics is coming. I mean, there's a couple other teams. But they're like the 70s, Bucks. 80s, Lakers. 88, Pistons. Spurs. But yeah, elite
company.
The
point is, it's not normal.
Yeah, it's elite company.
This kind of run does not happen. Yeah.
Which is funny, because I guess when you're looking at it, I didn't realize that the Nuggets did lose only four games last year. So it's like, I guess the past 2 years it's been pretty dominant, but it seems like...
Yeah.
I mean, when you sweep...
I guess that finals wasn't very exciting either.
No, and when you sweep the conference finals, like both those teams did, that's a whole, normally those conference finals go like seven in a good year. So. Okay. Well, either way, this team historically, the way that they've been dominant all year, their record overall, through the postseason and through the regular season, their offense, like any metric you look at it, their offensive plus minus, their defensive plus minus, their, advanced stats, whatever you want to throw at me. This team is going to be historically, and I'm not saying like a top five team ever, but it's in the conversation for a great, great finals run, just of how dominant as a team they were, no matter what, how you feel about the players. They were just dominant on the floor against whoever they played, which was who was in front of them.
Are we now transitioning towards like dynasty talk? Is that where you're at, or are you just soaking it up right now?
I'm soaking it up right now. I've spent all year not celebrating any of these accomplishments that I just talked about of this historic team because I just only cared about last night. It literally all led up to last night, and it kind of was kind of It was kind of anticlimactic. Like, they won it. They won it in such a way
that
I was just
so that was the other question was, I remember, like, the last couple years we've done this, and it's, like, every episode, especially during the final, if they're in the finals or whatever, like, the last series they're in is, it's so stressful every time. I always have to talk you down. We spend so much time talking about the actual basketball games, and these games, like, the whole playoffs, it's just been, like, even if they lose, yeah, I mean, tough one, but... We know that they're going to win the next one. And they do. Like, they haven't. The only close games they played were against Indiana.
And they were all. That was the most stressed I was, like, the whole time. Those are the closest games the whole playoffs. And I, like, it wasn't a bit. Like, I wasn't just trying to be Joe Cool. Like, I really just. Like, I said it before the
finals.
No, I
know.
I was just
I
like.
I know that you wouldn't be able to control yourself.
Oh, yeah. That's fair. That's a good point. But, yeah, like, I said right before the finals that the Celtics were going to win in 4 or 5. And I was really confident game 4. But it undermined me how much they wanted to celebrate in Boston. Like, I mean, I know they got blown out. But clearly, like, them soaking it up in Boston, I was like, this is why they didn't win the other night. Like, they just wanted to do
that
at home.
Yeah.
But they were just so, like, whenever they tried and, like, put their fucking minds to it, excuse my French for anyone out there, when they put their minds to it, they would just wreck everyone. And it didn't matter if Porzingis was out there. It did sometimes, of course. Depends on the matchup. But it when he was out there, it was just, like, the whipped cream and cherry on top. Because... when he puts his mind to it too, that team's just unstoppable. But they could have beaten. I would have been nervous more against the Nuggets. I'll give you that. Once it was the Mavericks, I was smooth sailing.
I was thinking about that.
Because if this is the Nuggets, this series is still going on. I'll give you that. And there, I'm way more
nervous. What's the series score?
All right. Well. Since they're now playing the Nuggets, there's no KP injury in game 2, right? Because who knows what happens? They're playing different players. So KP's there.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's
still have home court.
Yeah, it'd be right after game 5. Oh, crap. That means we'd be going into Denver. We'd be going up 3-2. We just lost it at home for no reason.
Up 3-2?
Yeah, we'd be up 3-2. We just lost it at home for no reason.
What about last year's Nuggets versus this year's Celtics?
What about second round Timberwolves this year Celtics? What's the...
What about the 52 Lakers? Won the finals and lost one game.
Yeah, 50 Lakers versus this team. What do we got? No, I don't know. I think last year's Nuggets team. I think last year's Nuggets team's kind of. I don't. They might wipe us. I don't know. I thought last year's Nuggets team was scary.
Really?
They were scary. They just felt like.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I felt like. I guess it's hard to compare.
I think
they did have a harder path.
This is what.
But then they faced Miami in the finals. I was like, eh.
This is what I think would be the difference. Is that the Celtics? The reason why they would lose to Miami is because they had those 8-minute stretches where they couldn't score, and the Nuggets would just never have those. They would feast on those 8 minutes every game. So that's why I think they would.
I feel like the Nuggets might have been a team built to win one championship, not a couple in a row. I'm not saying they couldn't win it next year, but like the back to back, they were not built to do back to back.
I want to know. I gotta
Whereas like,
go ahead, keep going.
I was gonna say this Celtics team, like that was so freaking easy, and
all their starters are coming back.
I know, like I wouldn't be surprised at all. They're so deep, they could easily win it again next year. They're probably, I'm gonna check the odds.
They're favored.
They're probably like +300 to win the finals.
+250.
+250. Yeah, that's pretty shocking. Is Denver second?
I'm not sure. I just saw that on Twitter that the Celtics were +250.
Yeah, so that's pretty unreal. Okay, +290 on DraftKings. I might take that.
But it was weird. It was like a weird feeling. Back to your original question, we went off on a large, large tangent. It was a weird feeling.
Yeah, I asked like three more questions.
It was a weird feeling not like having, like, it wasn't like the Super Bowl where it's like I had it all week. Like, I was already thinking, like, losing game four, I was like, we have to win game five. And if we don't, like, if we won't win five, now we're going to panic. We're going to, like, I had all confidence.
But it wasn't a stressful game.
No. No, like, and they started off the bat.
Down to the wire, at least you would have felt it, like, a little bit.
Yeah, I would have, yes. I would have felt it a little bit more. The fact that Kyrie is high-fiving people with 4 minutes left, I was like, all right. Like, why is he doing that? Like, that was like, he said it was a sign of respect, but whatever. That's how I knew it was done, though. Like, if he's just going to go check out, like, if he's just going to quit, like, then fine, give us the championship. But, so after that, I was like, all right, the celebration was cool. And I really just wanted to find out who they were going to give the MVP to. Because I thought Tatum's, that single game.
That's, you got to find little stuff to care about.
Yeah.
Like, when the basketball isn't doing it for you.
Well, and it's funny, like, it wasn't like I cared, like, I was rooting for Tatum or I was rooting for Jaylen. I just didn't know who they were going to give it to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And they, where was I getting at this? Oh, yeah. After that, I was like, all right, now that was more of a shock than them winning the winning the championship. It was do or die. It was the definition of do or die, and I've never felt like that before. This year won't be, though. I'm excited to be back. Like, I'm all in on the regular season again.
Okay.
All in on the
now we're on to going back to back.
Because back to back's more, that's like, now it's sweating again. Like,
that's dynasty talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that was actually the original question. So that we are talking about dynasties.
I think it has to be discussed. If you're going to do this every time someone wins a championship, then you're going to do this with this team. Because they have all the guys locked up, or they're going to have Derek White locked up. They're going to sign Jason Tatum. And then they're going to work around the margins. So you have your starting five. You try to keep the bench as good as you can. And Chris, did we lose you? I feel like we must have. Oh, dang. All right. Hold for technical difficulties. Chris. Oh, it's now catching up. So I might be able to hear you soon. Can you hear me, like, right away? No, okay, now you're responding. All right. I can't hear you for some reason, but you can see you responding. Well, sorry, folks. I have to see where we can figure this out. Still connected my headphones, right? Yep. Hello, hello.
The Wi-Fi's getting put on the bench. That was a piss poor performance from start. I shouldn't have tried. I wanted to give him some leeway. No.
You got to pull the leash.
As soon as you started to hear me too, the whole thing just disconnected. I was like, all right, whatever. I could hear you the whole time somehow. Even when my thing, it said RTC disconnected, then as soon it popped up green for like a second, and then it just gone.
But, well, we're back. Well,
place hotspot.
Where was I? Do you remember where I left off?
You're just talking about how Derek White's extended.
Oh yeah, yeah, it
should
yeah.
Be the same.
Dynasty talk. That's a weird
thing. Dynasty talk.
Yes. It's so exactly as I was saying. They have all these guys going to be locked up. They're going to be behind the second apron of the CBA. So they can't like trade. They're not going to be able to like trade for players or sign like super free agents or whatever the hell. But they're going to work around the margins. Brad Stevens is a smart guy. And maybe what I've heard, what I'm curious to your thoughts, how long do you think Porzingis stays on this team?
Was his extension? It was just 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, I think it was 4. But you know that doesn't matter.
Oh, 4? An opt-out? Are you saying, like, if they flip him or what?
No, I'm just saying, I was hearing a couple of my Celtics friends, like, oh, they won't, Porzingis won't be around for a couple more years. Like, he'll be around maybe what? Next year, just because of injuries. So, like, maybe he's next year, and if he's injured again, Brad's going to flip him.
I guess.
Which I could see, like, if he keeps getting injured,
yes,
he's
like, flipping him, but. But he's been healthy for 2 years now until the playoffs this year. Wasn't he healthy most of the season?
Yes. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, his body hasn't done a full season and playoffs, like, ever.
Yeah, I guess more of the question is, do you think
it'd be a little unfair to him?
I think it's unfair. I mean, the guy just helped you win and helped you, even if he didn't win the actual finals or help you win the actual finals, which he did in game one, but he helped you win 60 games over the season. So
yeah,
I think that's definitely someone you try to keep. I don't know. Of course, it depends if he gets injured. Like, if he gets injured the next 2 years and never plays, of course, I'm going to be like, team flip him.
Yeah, I guess.
So I guess it just, I don't know why people, I thought it was confusing.
Silly to discuss that now.
That's what I was thinking. I thought it was silly when I got approached that. So I think Dynasty Talk's on the table. What about you? I think the East will get stronger though. They just got to get lucky with,
yeah,
I
mean,
to get out of the
definitely
West.
You definitely have teams that are going to be bigger threats than they were this year. The Bucks is the big one. We'll see what happens there. I mean, there's a lot to dive into, which we'll have all summer and part of the fall to do.
Can I pause you real quick?
Yeah.
You know what's funny that no one talks about? What if the Pacers get better? Pacers were pretty good.
Yeah, of course they could.
Like, nobody talks about the Pacers. Everyone talks about, like, the Pacers were some dog crap team that came to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, I think we might be having flashbacks to the Hawks.
Yeah,
the Eastern
Conference
Finals. And it was like a young team, and we're like, wow, they could actually turn this thing into something. Beat the Sixers, and then did they lose to that? Was it the Celtics that they lost to?
The Bucks.
Or was that a couple years ago?
The Bucks.
Oh, it was the Bucks, right.
And they actually got 2 games. They took them to 6.
Yeah, and then I don't think they've made anything higher than the play-in since. So I'm wondering if that's what people...
That's a good point.
...remembering. But I don't know. I'm on your side. I mean, they need to learn how to play... little bit of defense, but I think Haliburton's the guy. I think Siakam's a good fit there.
Yeah, I think he's a great number two for them. And I like Turner with him. He was shooting like 3-pointers in the Eastern Conference Finals. I was like, okay, Turner.
Yeah, I mean, if they bring a couple guys that they can bring off the bench or have in the back end of the rotation to play some defense, then yeah, they could absolutely become a threat.
Cavs, Knicks.
Cavs, no. Knicks.
You don't think the Cavs could get any better? You know, you just think
they're
going
to run
back.
They could get better. We'll see.
You just think they're going to run back?
No, I think there'll be a lot of change, but I just don't think they're going to get better necessarily.
Okay.
Not next year.
Sixers are going to have a whole new team besides Embiid and Maxey.
Yep, that's right. They're a big one to watch. I don't know about the Knicks. Like, you had the thing with the injuries. You're going to have injuries when Thibodeau is your coach. Like, those guys get run into the ground.
I'm also... Like the injuries happen. I'm sick of the injuries. So. Like, the injuries happen.
Maybe we'll just sell these points out the whole playoff.
I know. Nobody cares though. He scores 20 points a game. They're like, oh, that doesn't matter. You guys have a super team.
Yep.
The Heat will. I think the Heat will find a way to get better. On paper, they won't look better, probably. But they'll find a way to get better. Magic could sneakily get better too. So the East will be better. That's long story short.
Oh yeah, Magic should take a step forward. They're the opposite of the Pacers. They have to find somebody else to get buckets.
Yeah. Yeah, they're so good at defense. They need someone who can score.
They're dreadful to watch.
They're so excited to get Klay Thompson $90 million.
Oh god. Nauseous.
They're so excited for it. But like, I'm not expecting them to go like this. I guess what this year I'm not expecting them to win it. it's harder to go back to back than it was. Like this year, I was expecting them. They had to win it, or else.
You're not expecting them to win the finals again next year?
Not as much as I was.
Well, I guess not as much, yeah. And obviously, the pressure is not the same because you've done it.
But yeah, and it's like it's not a passion project for me anymore. Like my heart would have been ripped out if they didn't win this finals. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I remember feeling that with the Caps, where it's like I was very sad the next year when they got eliminated from the playoffs. But then I was just like, I'll just watch the highlights from last year.
Yeah,
and I was all right.
Banners fly forever.
Like once, yeah, right. Once you get one, and like obviously this like hardly even applies for you as a Patriots fan because you have so many. But once you have the one, there's so much less pressure on every other season.
Yeah,
like there comes a time where it doesn't like lose its lust, but there is a period where you can't just like fall back on it anymore. So like the Phillies with 2008, like it's been 16 years now.
Oh, it's a 5-year
when they lose
period
in the playoffs. You can't just go back 5 years.
Yeah, I think once you get 5 years, you gotta really just let it go.
That might be the Boston. I mean, Boston's like 2 years.
Okay. Well, I guess, but like, I don't know. If you're, I guess, really what I'm trying to say is like, you can't bring up that you won the championship after 5 years.
Got it. Okay.
Like in an argument.
Yeah.
Like fair. You can't be like, well, the Phillies won it in 2008. Like nobody's gonna get like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Well, and I don't.
No, I'm not saying you do. I'm not saying you do.
So everyone knows that. I don't use that argument. But yeah. That is interesting, like what study of cities, like what fan bases are able to last the longest before starting to get depressed again when they lose.
Well, okay,
like,
yeah.
I feel like Eagle fans did not handle it well. No, I guess theirs was.
It's creeping up to
2018 too.
That's 6 years.
That's been 5 years.
Six, yeah.
Okay, so that, I guess that would explain the meltdowns.
Yeah, well, because they creeped up to the Super Bowl right at the time that their clock was ticking. So it was like, they had to get that one.
Yeah, and then they lost, and it was like, nah.
Yep, and now it's like, so nobody cares about that one.
That's almost the worst case scenario. You'd rather just be terrible, like the Nats are now.
Yeah. Like just flush it away.
At least we got that World Series.
Yeah, exactly. Like if the Panthers ever won a Super Bowl, like, oh, that city would have a celebration every year for it. It'd bring in the crew for a parade every year.
Okay, that was another question I had. Are you going to be able to make it to the parade?
No.
Too much.
No, I can't. Damn. I want to. I'm dog sitting right now. So.
Oh. No. One of the worst possible. I thought you were going to say, like, work.
No, like, work. I probably could have gotten off.
Hours away. Are you dog sitting at your own house?
Yeah. Like, my parents are gone.
Where are your parents?
They're on a trip. I don't need to be explaining this on a podcast.
Oh, so you didn't get to watch the game with your dad?
No, I know. It sucked. I should have won in game four.
Oh, man. That's a bummer.
Yeah, it did stink. It was all right. But it did stink. Yeah.
Your dad rerouted and went to the parade.
I know. I should have told him to take a flight. Just take him to Boston.
Yeah, he'd be off the top 5 list pulling that move.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned for that one. All right. Maverick, let's hit the Maverick side. I can't tell if I want to say you should be worried if you're a Mavs fan or this is just the beginning, you're a Mavs fan.
No. Every team needs an experience like this, whether it's just in the playoffs or it's in the finals. Yeah, exactly. Be fine. Luka's too good of a player to not get back, I think.
And what's funny too is I think Derek Lively is gonna be too good of a player. Like right now, he's just way too young. He's the youngest player to ever play in the finals.
Is he really?
Yeah. So the fact that he's only gonna get, I mean, like he's only gonna get better from this year at least. So, and you already have the chemistry with Luka. Kyrie seems like he's been fine being the second fiddle. You just got to upgrade. You got to upgrade Kleba. Get him out of here. Josh Green can keep.
Embarrassing.
Gafford's got to move to the bench. I love Gaff, but he's got to go to the bench.
Yeah.
Tim Hardaway Jr.'s got to go. Derek Jones, he could stay, but he can't start. And yeah, you need to find some replacements for those guys. Play some Jaden Hardy minutes too.
Yep.
That guy's not terrible. I was making fun of him the other day because he only plays in garbage time, and that's why they call him a scorer. He just like picks on Peyton Pritchard, but yeah, I think like he like they need someone who could make a bucket, and they didn't have anyone. In every game that they lost, it was because Luka would look for someone wide open in the corner, and there wasn't anyone wide open in the corner because the Celtics could one on one with Luka. So, and they couldn't lob to Lively. Like every time they had an opportunity, I don't know if you could tell while you were watching, but every time like you saw like them sub out Porzingis and put in either Tillman or maybe Horford when he's tired, or they had Tatum at the five. They had Tatum at the five for like maybe 4 minutes last night, and every time it was immediately Luka throwing lobs. Like it's like that's their favorite thing to do if it's open, and the Celtics just didn't let it open the whole series. That's a good point. You wouldn't be worried.
I mean, they have a lot of time to figure out the rest of the roster.
That's a good point.
But what matters is not going anywhere. At least what matters the most.
Okay, I would say this is a plus. It's funny. I think this could be a hot take. People won't see it yet. But the Eastern Conference, there's a possibility, could be better than the Western Conference next year.
Think?
Walk with me here.
Yeah.
We got, the Thunder's going to be better. The Timberwolves are going to be better. The Mavericks, we say, are going to be better. And the Nuggets are probably going to be relatively...
Not necessarily better, but I'll have a shot.
Yeah, and the Nuggets will be relatively the same, right?
Yeah.
The Clippers are kind of a mess. The Suns are kind of a mess. The Lakers are a mess. The Kings aren't that good. Warriors aren't that good. Ugh, Spurs. The Jazz...
Spurs have a couple years.
Oh,
Grizzlies with Ja.
Forgot about the Grizzlies. Okay. My hot takes are ruined because the Spurs and the Grizzlies.
Well, let's do the same thing with the East.
Okay. We just said Sixers, Pacers, Magic are going to be better. And the Bucks.
Yes. Bucks, I'll say about the same.
Okay, yeah, we'll say about the same.
Celtics probably a little bit worse, but
yeah,
come
yeah,
playoff
yeah.
time.
It'll be Nick. Yeah, it'll be Nick picking by at that point. But Heat will find a way
Knicks
there.
Knicks probably a little worse.
Knicks are probably a little worse. Unless they do something really splashy, which I don't see the move. I don't see the splashy move.
No, I think that would be silly.
So we got the Knicks worse. Did you keep track of this?
Oh, like counting wise?
No. All right. Well, but like
it's all right here though.
Okay, what about the Pelicans?
I think the West has more young talent. Oh, and the Pelicans? Yeah, no, the East is not going to be better than the West. But
Yeah, I think it could be close.
It will be. I don't think it's a hot take at all to say it will be much, much closer. And we could, like, who knows? We could be having this debate again in, 9 months? And maybe it is a little better. There's so much that could happen that we don't know. Like, we haven't done free agency draft or... played a game yet.
Yeah, all we know is that there's going to be we're in a snow globe right now and it's going to shake up and half the league's going to look different.
Oh yeah.
Than what they look like right now. Which is the fun of it.
Yep, that's right.
So yeah, any other finals thoughts?
I mean, not to like rain on your parade, but for normal fans that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Outside of like the Denver Minnesota series, the rest of the playoffs was kind of poopy. And the Knicks Sixers, that was a great series.
Okay, I wanted to walk through that earlier. They
playoffs kind of ass.
Yeah, I mean it's not the fault of the Celtics, and even like
I
know. Yeah, it felt like this was one of those series where you could have missed a lot of the games and you still would have had as much fun as the people who watch the games. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. I'm sure there were people who watched and were like either not really paying attention or at the end of the game said that was a waste of my time.
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple good games in Mavericks Thunder. The closeout game.
Oh, are you talking about the playoffs as a whole or the final series?
Oh, just the final, like the final two series. That's what you were talking about. I was talking about the playoffs as a whole.
Oh, playoffs. Okay, yeah, just making sure.
Yeah. Mavs Thunder, that had a couple good games. I'm just trying to find series that were
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I mean, that closeout game was good.
Yeah, the closeout game
that
was
that
great.
Weird ending. Yeah, that was a pretty good series.
The Timberwolves Mavs game,
Minnesota Denver series,
was like fun to talk about, but the games weren't. It's the same with the Nuggets.
Yeah,
Timberwolves,
I mean,
the games suck.
I guess yeah, until the seventh game, and that game was horrible. But
yeah, it was for other reasons.
It was entertaining.
Yeah, it was entertaining. But yeah, those games are trash.
There were the Phoenix series also, like that was fun to watch. They weren't good games. It was just because that was Edwards coming onto the stage and everybody just be like, whoa,
yeah.
Who is this? Well, not who is this guy, but crowning him as the next Michael Jordan.
Yeah, it's weird. There's a lot of... It seems like it's more fun.
I think
we're talking over each other because it's a little bit of delay.
All right. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I just want to say, doesn't it feel like... Sometimes it seems like it's interesting more to like listen to other people talk about the league sometimes than some of these games are by the end.
It is.
Like the narratives add up to be sometimes more important than, not more important of course because the games are what's important, but more interesting than the games. Some of these games were over within 5 minutes.
Yeah, they were. And yet, people are like that with baseball a lot, I think, because with all the stats, like some people enjoy talking about baseball more than they enjoy actually watching baseball.
Oh, yeah. And I think it just extended season, longer season, makes it all, everyone, like, it. The campaign, it's not like football. You can't, it's the show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. Well, so iffy playoffs. I'll give it a C minus playoffs, but you know, great ending for me.
3 out of 10.
Yeah. 3. Jesus. 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
God, that's brutal. That's a brutal rating.
Well, 10 is A plus. 9 is A. I'm not gonna walk through that whole.
I think thing. We know how.
But it's around a C minus.
Fractions work. No, it's not. 3 out of 10 is not a C minus.
No, I'm not. I'm scaling it differently.
You're saying 3 out of 10.
It's not like a test. That's not a 30. It's not like a test score, like 30%.
Then what is it? So you're saying it's not out of 10. No, then what the
heck? Rating. 3 stars out of 10.
All right. Cool. 3.
It's not. Don't think about it like a test score.
Okay, so how about what if I thought of it as stars and you gave it 3 stars out of 10? Isn't it the same thing? No, isn't that the same thing as a test score?
You ever reviewed a movie? You can't apply a letter grade to stars.
Sure, you can. That's the point of the score.
But then everything from 5 stars down would all be an F. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like 6D, 7C.
All right. I get what you're saying.
You see what I mean? You can't lump the last 5. Like 5 out of 10 is okay. It's not an F.
All right.
Like 5 out of 10 is a C. Or C okay. plus.
We need to figure out C. your scale. We'll make an official scale. We got to figure this out. a Y scale of 10.
It makes sense in my head. I don't know.
Like I get what you're saying at the end. I want to see the measurements.
I can write it out.
Yeah, just so I know what I can't be throwing out numbers out there and it being a 7 and it's a 7's an A plus in your book.
Well, it's not. No, it's not B+. A 7 in my book would be a B plus.
All right. This is why
it'd be a B.
Why is it what? Okay, I don't. Don't worry.
I don't know. 5 is a C. 7's a B. 9's an A.
You didn't ask, but I'm gonna say it.
I'm getting a D.
We're moving on. You didn't ask, but I'm gonna say it. I'm most happy for Al Horford. Most excited for him.
I am too.
He and you know it's the best.
I think we did talk about that before, that you both, well, obviously you wanted him too, but I wanted Al to get a ring. So yeah, good for him.
Not only, like, of course I've been rooting for him for all these years, yada yada yada. But the cherry on top of him winning the ring is that it moves James Harden into the active longest player who's played the most playoff games without a finals ring. It's like,
that's awesome.
Gold. And you know what surprises me?
Paul George's gotta be close behind him, right?
Where is Chris Paul?
Oh, yeah.
Where? I need to find his playoff resume right now. Where is Chris Paul?
I mean, he can't be that much further than...
He's got to be right there, right?
Those NBA playoff games for that championship.
You got to make sure you put it active.
Yeah, okay. So all time, it's Karl Malone with 193.
Yeah.
Chris Paul is at 149. James Harden is at 166.
Man. Played
like 17 more playoff
games?
Yeah,
that's a lot of... I guess Chris Paul was probably on some bad teams that never even made it. Some of those Clippers teams.
I guess, yeah. When he went to the finals with the Thunder, and that's a lot of playoff games.
Has James Harden ever missed the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
I'm looking it up. I don't think he has.
What about the Nets?
No, they didn't miss it. Yeah, only super NBA superstar to never, he's never missed the playoffs. Huh.
What?
That's funny.
That's crazy. Well, Chris Paul's is worse, I think, though.
His resume, yeah. I mean, some of them, they were together.
Because when Harden went to the finals, he was like the third best player on that team. He was a six man.
Not even, yeah, he was a six man. Yeah, Chris Paul was
still the third best player on the team, but... No, Chris Paul was not the point guard on the Thunder team.
No, I meant when he went to the finals. Okay. Sorry, I guess that was...
Yes, okay.
All right, now we're in the deeps of summer NBA already. I already love it. Let's move on. Congrats to my Celtics. Thank you. And we're gonna get
also. Why you're not wearing any Celtics gear today?
I had it on for work.
The UConn shirt was kind of a wild pull.
That is, yeah, it is kind of a wild pull. all my Celtics shirts are in the wash though, so.
Got it. Fair.
Like I had my jersey on last night. I was like, "This is all I got left."
Did you not watch anything, or were you just happened to be that you had been wearing so much stuff that?
I literally just watched before like the last two games. So I wore.
Okay.
Like I only have like three or four shirts.
Got it. Yeah. Rookie numbers.
Oh, I'm getting a hat. I'm getting a shirt.
Yeah, too.
I want to get a pennant too. I don't know if what do you feel about the pennant?
I mean, have you seen my pennant? My bed's not made, but
love it.
I have a bunch of pennants.
Love it. It's funny. This like I, and maybe it's because it's the first Celtics championship I've been able to witness. You know, I was six when they last won, so. I want all the merch. Like, I'm getting it all.
I guess, yeah, this is really your first non-Patriots title. Because yes. You've had, like, the Red Sox, but...
Yeah.
I know you weren't really sweating those out, were you?
No. No, and I was just... Like, that was when Baseball Brad was born, just because I watched the...
Yeah, right.
Just because I watched the World Series.
The other thing, this is the first championship that we've really gotten to, like, go through as a podcast. right? I mean, the only one I have is the Caps.
Wait.
And that was 2018.
Rams was also...
Is there a Pats one?
Rams was also 2018. Sony Michel. There's no way I would have talked about Sony Michel endlessly on the podcast afterwards. I gotta look. Maybe we have a Rams Super Bowl episode. That's an interesting...
The Caps was my sophomore year of high school, and we started our junior year. February 3rd, 19. Okay, we might have.
Yeah, I think we...
We probably did.
I think we had one.
That would be fascinating to dig up.
Yeah, it really would. Now, I want to look at this episode. I want to do this all the time. I want to look at this episode last year for... what we predicted after the last year's NBA Finals.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
I probably was still in shambles. Like, I was probably like, what's even the point?
You were in shambles.
That's why this year was a must win, was because it was so bad. That was the lowest of the low for that team. Going down 0-3 to the 8th seed. Coming all the way back and then just losing in 2 seconds of the game 7. Such a kick to the balls. All right.
That was brutal. that all makes it feel better now.
Yes. No, it's out. That's the best part. It does. It does make it up. Winning heals all wounds. So.
That's right. Yeah.
Got a feel for Marcus Smart, though, today. He's got to feel for Marcus Smart.
That sucks.
He was there. There was a bunch of
Robert Williams.
Yeah, but like those guys. Like I was gonna say, like a bunch of the other guys, like people, were doing it for him or remember him. It was like, man, Smart was there though the whole time.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
It is a bummer.
That makes me sad.
It is. It's funny though. He would have. I don't think he would have fit on it. Even if he was on the roster and we had all the same players, I don't think. He would have fit with a team.
I mean, Holiday's a lot better, I think.
Yeah, Holiday's a lot better. I love this team. This was like I loved Porzingis. he was so much fun to watch. Drew Holiday.
It feels like they just stole Holiday. They stole Porzingis too, I guess.
Well, I mean, when you do a deal,
it's not that hard to get like really.
Well, and here's the thing: the Bucks
basically nothing.
They probably
you just taught us. I think
the Bucks they gave it to the Pacers or the not the Pacers the Blazers. Who I don't know anything about the Blazers, but my thoughts of they're probably the same, similar to the Wizards front office, where it's like you could Brad Stevens definitely called the phone and it was like. It was easy pickings. I mean, it was Malcolm Brogdon, Robert Williams, and a couple picks.
Oh, I forgot about Brogdon.
Yep.
I guess, like, they gave up a bunch.
They gave up half their team.
I guess when they win, it feels like they gave up nothing.
Yeah. Well, when it feels like you gave up nothing when you get two first-round picks in the Porzingis deal.
I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, the Wizards.
That's fine. We got the Suns.
Hey, it's are you right now like the focus on the Wizards, baby? Number two pick. The focus is on now.
I'm waiting like two more years to focus
on the Wizards. No. I mean like the hype train.
Just like off season stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
The focus. It's all Wizards, baby. Wizards talk.
Yes.
If you're listening out there this and you need heavy guards like talk
of a draft though.
Heavy Wizards talk incoming on this pod. Just be alert. let's wrap this up.
Just
move on to our top five. Yeah, just
plummet.
All right, you ready for our top five?
Yes.
All right, it's a little late. Father's Day was Sunday, which is funny because it was also Father's Day. That was yesterday, so it doesn't matter. I was going to talk about it. Never mind. Anyways, Father's Day was Sunday. I thought it'd be a little easier, but I figured we'd do our top five dads. And as a disclaimer, we've both made this clear. Our list, even though they won't say it, we'll make a disclaimer also in the Instagram. Our list start at two. Both of our fathers are number ones, of course. Can't put Pops under anyone, even in a pod. Yep. Even in a pod list.
Mine is actually tied with my grandfather's.
Alright. fair enough. Go ahead. I thought
about that and I didn't want to leave them off.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Alright. Let's go with our number one. This was harder. Alright, before we get onto it, this was harder than you, we both discussed this beforehand.
Thought it was harder. It was a little, yeah. I thought that I would just create the whole list in my head, and then I got, like, nothing down.
No, it was hard to get, because I always try to go, I try blank, you know, just try to come up with some ideas. Because mm-hmm. normally I have an idea in my head when I get up with one. And then I, like, had one. I was like, yeah, that's a good one. And I was like, I couldn't get anything else. So I had to look up.
I like my list, though.
Yeah, I ended up with a good one.
All right, you can go first. Your list.
All right, I'm happy to go first because I would not want to miss out on this guy. Phil Dunphy. Modern Family. Always happy, always supportive of his kids. He's a dreamer, you know? And he's the funniest guy on that show. So give me Phil Dunphy.
He is, yeah. Okay, that's a good pick. I haven't seen a lot of Modern Family, but I've seen enough of it to know who he is, and he is very funny. It's definitely my favorite character on the show.
I'm glad. All right. Sounds like you're a little underwhelmed, but all right, that's all right.
Well, I think my one thought is a lot better. But
all right, fair enough. Go ahead.
My number one dad is Liam Neeson in Taken, when he tracks down his daughter who's been sold into slavery.
That is a great thing.
And the whole movie is him with his very specific set of skills tracking her down. Kills like probably 150 people along the way.
But it's all for
And then eventually rescues her, brings her back, and then she meets like some famous singer at the end.
Never seen it.
Just a badass. You've never seen Taken?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm. Good movie. Like, is it?
It's good. I mean, it's like. Have you ever seen any Liam Neeson movie?
Yeah.
Then it's like that.
All right. Like, I could like.
But it's the best one.
Okay. I was gonna say like before you describe it, like I kind of get the gist. Okay. She gets taken.
And then he finds her.
Yeah. And then he finds her and he kills her and he... yeah. Or not kills
her. Well, he doesn't kill her.
No. Kills them, yeah.
He kills every person who is close to her or stands in his way.
I like how this top five's going. Because I like my... I'm glad my number two's still on the board. I'm really? Biting okay. at the chop.
Who's your number two?
Frank Costanza.
Oh, I like Frank Costanza.
I get Phil Dunphy and Frank Costanza 1 and 2. Ooh, love it. I mean, but you're Liam Neeson's whipping both their asses though. It's over.
This is tough. I did have Frank Costanza. I thought maybe he would last, and I was yeah. But
here's so for some people saying all-timer. I got some people saying he might be a bad dad. He employed George and Lloyd Braun to sell computers.
Let him live with him.
He housed him for years. Well, yeah,
John sells more than George did.
He's an entrepreneur with the bro.
Bro.
And George was kind of an ass. George was kind of the worst. So he had to put up with George the whole time. So I respect him. He's also one of the best characters. He's got to be on someone else's. We've had him on another list, right? Because I know we did grievances, so he kind of had his own list.
We did like, I guess, yeah. Have we done like top five side characters?
Maybe not. But I'm glad he's here. I'm glad I got him at number.
Yeah, two. Definitely was on my list. All right. I will go with Scott Calvin Santa Claus. Because he's literally Santa Claus and gets
the guy who becomes
the North Pole.
The guy who becomes Santa Claus.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good pick.
And they think he's insane.
Yeah. He's yeah. And he gets he's gaining Santa weight Claus. At the beginning. And
kind of a jerk at first.
Yeah.
But comes around the more he kind of fills into that Santa role, bigger his belly gets, the more jolly he becomes. Ends up being a great dad to his son. Also very sarcastic, very funny, good dad humor. But yeah, he's
good pick.
He's literally Santa. So
this is a great pick. I didn't even think about. I mean, this list I feel like could go. There's so many dads.
Santa was one that popped into my head, and I was like, Santa a dad though? Like, does he even have kids? And I was like, well, he does in the Santa Claus.
Great pick. Didn't even think that's like a yeah. That's a great pick. Your dad's literally Santa Claus.
Yes. Don't get any better than that. Except for my dad. And Liam Neeson and Taken.
Yeah. All right. I don't know which one I want to do here. All right. I'm gonna go with this one. Chris Gardner from The Pursuit of Happiness. He's Will Smith's character in The Pursuit of Happiness.
I've never seen it.
Oh, good movie. A very inspirational, all about not giving up. Teaches his son that throughout the whole movie. Basically...
Wait, is this... Oh, never mind.
Basically, he's a salesman that sells, like, medical equipment. And he's got to, like... He's a single dad. He's got to do it for his kid. And, like, you know, then he gets another job and breaks big. Good dad in the movie.
Nice.
Good inspiration.
I'll take your word for it. Yeah. It has great review.
If you ever need a tearjerker, there you go.
Wait, so his actual son is the character?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
That's cool. That's actually really cool. I wonder if he was a good dad on set or if he, like, bought his kid around.
Jaden, get out of here.
I haven't seen. Recognize Will Smith's character. I guess I feel like he wears a mustache a lot. Anyway, I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. You'd like it.
My third one is Gru.
Nice.
Another one who's.
That's a killer
total.
Pick. That's a
total ass at the beginning, literally an evil supervillain, and then he realizes that there's more to life than just stealing things and looking out for yourself, when all of a sudden he adopts three girls to help him steal the moon. But yeah, it's talk about an inspirational movie, real tearjerker. Once he I guess falls in love would not be the right word, but once he begins to love his adopted daughters, then there's no going back. He's a great dad.
Have you seen the preview for Despicable Me 4?
Yeah, I feel like it's getting shoved down my throat. I see it all the time.
But I feel like is this just me? I feel like I see a different trailer every time.
I don't know. I don't pay too much attention. I'm just like, oh, it's Despicable Me 4.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like I can't get a grasp on. I feel like every time I watch a trailer, it's a different plot for the movie. So,
third one.
Never saw that. That's where I kept off. Saw Minions 2.
I've seen Minions and Rise of Gru.
Call it by its government name, please. No, it's not.
You didn't like Rise of Gru?
No.
I thought it was funny.
My favorite part of Rise of Gru was laughing at the people in the theaters for laughing at the jokes.
You saw it in theaters?
Oh, I saw it in theater. Maybe that's why I hated it. Because I was just no, I didn't dress up.
No,
I just went because everyone's dressing up and going, so I want to go and see it in theaters. It was.
Did anything go down at your theater? Or no.
No, but, there was some Minions there. There were some bobs. But it was, maybe it's because it was in theaters. It just like it was like a, it was just the worst. But that being said, like, I'm kind of down to see the new one. Like, I kind of want to see it.
I would totally.
He's having a son.
I do have to watch the third one.
Talk about good dad. He's having a son. Yeah.
Did he marry Lucy?
Yeah. I think it's their kid.
Okay. Got
it. All right, back to your regularly scheduled program.
I will never let you go again.
Absolutely great.
That was a banger line at the end of the first one.
All right. This one's another. You gotta wait for me here. Vader.
Yep, I had him.
All right, good. I'm glad you're on the same page.
I'm on my list.
He offered him the deal of a lifetime. Take my hand, and we can rule the galaxy.
Not where I thought you might go.
Is that not the greatest deal of all time?
He does, yeah. He does offer him the deal of a lifetime.
And then,
then when that deal,
bratty kid goes, it takes, no! Like,
whole movie for him to turn around again.
Okay, yeah. You can give him that part. So, like, if your team evil, you could also, like, you could say, like, he gave him the deal of a lifetime. But if your team good, I guess you could say, like, yeah, like, he defeated the Emperor. He did save it. He saved Luke. Good dad there.
He sacrifices his life.
Yeah, good dad move there. Kills the Emperor. Dies trying.
Good dad move. Literally sacrifice your life for your child. Oh.
Well, after his bratty child said no to the greatest offer of all time.
Luke is a brat, by the way.
When you
go back and watch his movies.
Yeah, he's bratty.
Shocking how much of a whiner he is. It's actually so annoying.
No, and then when you watch, the newest ones and he gives up, it's like all that bitching and you give up.
I know, he's still a whiner.
Yeah, it's like, I thought we got over this. Didn't you blow up?
I really don't want to come back.
He's like, I don't want to train anymore. I just want to go to Tashi Station. Go. All right, whatever. Vader.
I did have him on the list. Some people will definitely get thrown off by that.
I'm not saying he's a great guy, but he offered his son a deal of a lifetime, right. And he saved his son's life. So, it's a good dad in my book.
Alright, I'm going to go back to Will Smith. Not Will Smith's character, but if we do Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Phil.
Bel-Air. Uncle Phil. Not Will Smith's dad, obviously.
Yeah.
Who abandons him. But he's taken in.
He's
by
the dad
Uncle
who
Phil,
stepped up.
Who already has, already has like four kids of his own. Steps up, takes him in, and serves as really as his acting father.
Yeah, father figure.
All that is off doing God knows what. So yeah,
good pick.
Good man. Thank you. That was what I said earlier when the song got stuck in my head.
Oh yeah. Rest in peace, Uncle Phil. For real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even J. Cole knows. Only father that I ever knew. I don't know what I want to do here to cap this off. Do I really want to put a bow on it or what? I can't miss the opportunity on this. As much as funny as this one would be, I can't miss the opportunity on that one. Alright. Genghis Khan.
No fun. I don't think he's a good dad. Unless we're ranking these guys by number of kids.
Quantity though. He has the quantity over the quality. That's what I was going here.
I guess so.
He's got the quantity. Like he like has half the planet. Like I looked it up and I looked it up and it said how many kids does Genghis Khan have? Or descendants? And he said several hundred to 1,000 to more. Where does that end, Chris?
I don't know.
It's just for the sheer mass of the children, I had to put him up there. You're right, not a good dad, but top five dad. We didn't say best dads. We didn't say. I mean, we could have done worse dads. It's funny. But
yeah, worse dads could get dicey.
No, I feel like worse dads could get like a like we get like all right. We'll worry. I'll wait until your last pick just in case I don't want to pick anyone. Yeah, Genghis Khan.
Yeah, I mean we didn't establish a criteria, I guess.
Quantity,
which is what makes these lists fun.
Yeah. Would you?
Okay.
Would you rather? Actually, I'll give you my. I'll tell you my other choice afterwards. Let you go.
Okay. Okay. I'm curious. I'm gonna go with Marlon from Nemo. Again, kind of like taken
versus
Marlon the catfish.
Yeah. Oh, good pick. That's a
who's the better dad? Pick. You decide. Yeah, traverses the whole sea to try to find his son. Gets scooped up in a fishing net. Meets a new woman, Evenly, who has Alzheimer's, basically. Has to deal with her the whole time. Has to ride on a sea turtle.
He does a lot.
And, has to go to a shark's house. Yeah. Has to go through hell and back to get his son. But he does. Great dad.
That's a good move. He risks it all for his son. His son...
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and who's... and. His son was a little turd to him right before he got kidnapped too.
He's a little turd, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a Pixar classic. The kid's got to be a little turd right before he gets.
That is a Pixar classic.
All right, my other pick for number five was going to be Robert De Niro, who just had a kid at 80 years old.
Ugh, did he actually?
He had one last year, April of 2023.
Oh, that's really gross.
He's barely gonna have a conversation with that kid before he's gone.
Oh, that's horrible. It still works when you're that old?
I don't know. I guess so. 80 years old. Unless he had some shit like backed up in the freezer or like waiting for him, but I don't. That would be the only other option.
Maybe health class failed me. But is it just women that like the reproductive stuff slows down?
This is out of my degree, but I believe so.
I thought it's at some point sperm didn't produce kids anymore.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think it's just the eggs the eggs can't make a child.
How old is this kid's mother?
It's a great question. I looked up kid's age, and now I looked up newest
child at 79. Oh, and Al Pacino had a kid at 83.
Oh, she's okay. What's even not crazier because it's 35 years apart, but the woman was 45, so they were both over whatever the limit is. I don't care if it's a man or a woman, whatever the limit was, they're both. Do you think that, why would they, who has a child at 45 and 80 years old? What's wrong with these people?
Yeah, that's messed up.
All right, honorable mention time.
That's crazy.
Honorable mention time. This one probably should have been number five. Hal from Malcolm in the Middle. Okay. Bryan Cranston, great character.
Yeah.
And then I also had...
About Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad.
No, not a good dad.
Walter White, great dad. What do you mean? Makes bank for his family.
No. Last honorable mention is Robert Oppenheimer. Father of the atomic bomb.
Honor the nuclear. Oh, man. We missed that on this. Father of a bunch of stuff.
I looked up a couple of them, and they're just like, I don't know. It wasn't anything I really wanted.
James Naismith, father of basketball.
I know. I had it on there. I was like gonna write it down, but I was like, am I really that corny? Like I always put a basketball thing in there. Like, I thought Genghis Khan was way better.
I had Peter Griffin was not gonna make my list, but
has to be mentioned.
On there as
he's not a good dad, but he's a top
funny dad. He's no, a he's a terrible dad, but he is the Family Guy.
If we did, worst dads. I love doing spoilers for future drafts. That's the number one. Peter's the worst dad. He's by far.
I remember one time I watched a Mojo.com video of like the worst things that Peter Griffin has ever done. And I guess number one is like murder.
Yeah. You're like, what?
I'm very creative there, but yes. I had the dad from Boys in the Hood. I forget what his name is, but I can picture him. He was always there for his kid, who I think is the guy who ends up dying.
I can't be much of a help.
You haven't seen it?
I've seen Boys in the Hood, the movie, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, and then I had Clark Griswold from Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Griswold Family Christmas.
It's funny. I didn't want my list to end up being like all just sitcom dads where it's like, you know.
Yeah, saying? Yeah.
Like that was what I was really trying to do because a lot. So many good ones.
I only had one sitcom dad.
But like not necessarily just sitcom dads.
Two animated, one Christmas movie and one action thriller.
One Christmas movie. You had two Christmas movie counting your honorable mentions.
Yes, I did. And that's why Clark Griswold could not go on the top five because I didn't have two Christmas movies.
Yeah, that's fair.
Although Marlon's a better dad than him anyway.
I'd agree.
As is Liam Neeson.
From Taken. Name Liam Neeson?
His name's Brian something. But I figured it'd be better optics.
Yeah.
Say Liam Neeson and Taken.
In the Brian picture.
Mills. Yeah, I'm not putting Brian Mills up there.
Can you
what's the guy in Die Hard?
He's a great dad.
What's his name?
McClane.
John, yeah.
Isn't it John?
Yeah, John McClane. Yeah.
He's a great dad. That's a good pick.
Good dad. James Potter. Dad.
Didn't he die?
Yeah. He's a dad for like 6 months.
I was gonna say, did he die like within like? Didn't even speak yet.
Whatever. Bryce Harper. He's a good dad.
Tom Brady. Many
kids now.
Loves his kids.
Yeah, a little too good of a dad.
Yeah, loves his kids. Couldn't have. It was funny. Couldn't have him on. It couldn't. He had too many Brady days. Couldn't have another. Yeah. All right, I think that does
Donald
it.
Trump.
He's empowering his children.
Not pretty well. Bear the beast.
He's empowering his children. Barron needs to get on a basketball.
Not to get political, but yeah, seriously, Joe Biden not a good dad.
I would also agree. I don't know how he. I don't know what he did with the rest of his kids, but there's one that's a lot of public headlines. All right. That also no. There's no political stigma there for anyone listening.
No, that was
We're talking about dads here. We're talking about dads.
And I'm voting for Trump because he's a better dad. to poke fun, but
all right.
He's also probably a horrible dad.
He's probably a terrible dad. All right. Also, before we go and we get off the subject. Can you make sure you put quantity over quality for
you want me to write that?
Just a little parenthesis.
On the graphic.
Just a little parenthesis. Quality over quantity. Just you can do the little arrow.
Run through your top five. Am I going to be able to fit this on there?
Yeah. Phil Dunphy, Frank Costanza, Chris Gardner from The Pursuit of Happiness. That's the only one you have to do like from, right?
I have to write from The Pursuit of Happiness.
Probably. Who the hell knows who Chris Gardner is?
Fair.
Vader. And then Genghis Khan, quantity over quality. All right. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I'm excited for the NBA offseason. It starts real fast. So coming next week is the draft. Next Thursday, Chris. Can you believe it already? It's a week from tomorrow. Or 2 days from now.
It's very quick.
Yeah, it's real quick. Baseball's still kicking. We'll update that soon, and we'll see everyone on Friday. Almost forgot what day it was.
No.
No, you're right. You're going to be in Mexico. When you get back.
Oh, when am I back? Next Wednesday.
We'll see everyone Probably next Thursday or Friday. Thanks for listening.